Warning, warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Wimpy. The Wimpy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything, everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the memes. So if you're angry, want the truth exposed, and strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody, actually. Expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today we're going to be talking about fuck your tone policing. Fuck person to person censorship. Fuck Karens. I am fucking tired of Karens, both male and female Karens. The ones that feel like they can tell you how to speak, tell you what you can say and control you. And if they don't like what you say, try to get you canceled. Try to get your accounts taken down. Nothing is more cowardly. Maybe perhaps attacking a 14-year-old with knives while you're fucking grown-ass men, like, ganging up on them. Now, that's just more cowardly than trying to get someone fucking banned. And the reason why I bring this up is because it's already happened twice it's already happened twice. All right. First time, there's this app called Stereo where people, you know, they have group calls and shit. Well, I, got on this one call and, the host was talking about, it's against the law to curse. It's against the law to speak dirty on dirty. I'm like, where? Oh, well, in the court of law, you can't curse. Yeah, that's in a fucking court case. You know, when you're acting stupid, like causing a disturbance, acting stupid. I forgot. I'm going to fucking remember it later when I'm done with the show. But anyways, yeah. Disturbing the peace, whatever. You have that type of crap. You have people like that, that try to tell you how to speak, how, you know, where to go. So I look it up. There is no law where they will arrest you for cursing. None whatsoever. Nowhere. Nerds. Oh, in Texas. Texas. Okay, yeah, but my balls. I looked it up. Nothing. I look cursing jail time. Nowhere. Nowhere. Maybe disrupting a legal proceeding, like in the court. Yeah. Yeah, that's contempt of court. Duh. But out in public, when you're speaking just person to person, you can let the fucks fly and no, not a goddamn person can do anything about it. And that's the thing. It just comes to the point, like this goes with my show that I did last week. Everyone wants to tell other people how to live their lives. You think I give a fuck if two guys are making out? No, I don't give a fuck. Just don't be like trying to like include me or try to get me the fucking cheer you guys on. Like, no, that's not what's going to happen here. Sorry, doing this shit late. Like, I don't care. Like, honestly, like, even when it comes to groups like Adam Waffen, like real white supremacy groups, I don't want to censor them. I want them to talk loud and proudly. I want the world to hear how stupid they are. I don't want to censor them. I don't want to censor Antifa. No. I want the world to see how stupid they are. Because you know what? What's that saying goes? It's called better to remain silent and be thought a fool than speak and remove all doubt. That's I forgot who said that. Was it Mark Twain? Abraham Lincoln. The phrasing is different, but I think the two statements express the same thought when mentioning the Yeah, fuck, I don't know. So anyways, yeah, like, you know, let people speak. I mean, it's like, you know, especially when it comes to YouTube's algorithms against the COOF. You can't talk about the COOF. You can't talk about certain things about the COOF. Or they'll fucking ban your fucking show, or they'll try to take you out. Like, honestly, look what they did to Steven Crowder yet again. They won't let the man fucking talk. Let him talk. What are you so scared of? You got this guy, like, so what? Let him have his fucking opinions. Let him speak. Is he killing anybody? I'm sorry. Words never killed anybody. Saying, oh, I want this group of people dead because they do such and such. Like, no. Like, no one died immediately. Oh, I said the word the. Like, what? That's never happened. I mean, I don't get it. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Like, you know, fucking sissies. That's really what it is. And then you got these assholes tone policing. Trying to put meaning to your words, try to put words in your mouth, try to say, oh, you meant it this way. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. What the fuck? I'm the one that said the words. I can tell you what I meant by them. I mean, the reason why I bring this up okay, let me, oops, let me, all right, yet. Not yet. All right. Yeah, I mean, you have I posted a video which got like a million 1.5 million hits on TikTok. It was stolen and reposted everywhere without my consent at other in other places, and those got huge numbers. When I restarted my TikTok, I reposted the video, of course. And it was a joke that I made talking about basically my upbringing. And honestly, it was a joke that resonated universally. And of course, you had the one fucking Karen. That's, of course, I'm going to make a complaint. A male Karen. So, well, actually, fuck, let us define, like, honestly, it's like I forgot to define tone policing. Tone policing definition. Tone policing, the act or practice of criticizing the anger or emotional manner in which a person has expressed a point of view rather than address the substance of the point itself. And it doesn't even, and honestly, it's not even emotional or angry. Just trying to assign a point of view to something that to someone's point. So here it is. Let me share the screen. There you go.
Lives Matter movement. It's because our parents would believe the cops. Tell me, do you want to know why there's no Latino Lives Matter movement? It's because our parents would believe the cops. Tell the cops to shoot us again so we learn our lesson and then beat us with a fucking chancleta as we bleed out.
Yep. So, yeah, that's basically what I, you know, that's it. And as we look, here's the comment. You don't seem to know what you're talking about. I trust you if you were trying to unite, but you're just talking out your backside. Give up comedy. You're out of touch. First of all, and this is by Benny Martinez, a former U.S. Marine disabled vet trying to heal, learn and share and share. So anyways, God's nothing. God's no content whatsoever. Oh, he took out his, his Instagram. Oh, Benny Baruch. Benny. Oh, poor Benny. Benito. Okay. So anyways, so this piece of shit, I'm surprised he hasn't started trying to fucking, clean up his shit. That's usually what happens. So he starts tone policing. He's like, what? Like, first of all, the joke is about how I was raised, how my family would react if the police decided to arrest me or do whatever. First thing what they would say is, what did you do? And they would not allow me to explain. They would ask the police officer, take the police officer's name, beat the shit out of me. They wouldn't be like, oh, well, police brutality. They wouldn't be no, well, police brutality. I wouldn't be able to fix my face to even say some shit like that. But that's how Hispanics are. That's how Hispanic families are. And it resonated. It resonated a lot. Let me go to my YouTube where I posted the video. Why there's no Latino Lives Matter in the movement. And we're going to go through some of the comments there. God dog it. All right. My channel. Let's go to my channel. My videos. Sorts by most popular. Okay. All right. Here it is. All right. So we're going to. Whoops. All right. We're going to. Do, 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 do. Oh, man. Excuse me. All right. So let's go by some of these comments. Our parents were conservative people with morality and values. Again, look at the likes. Look at the dislikes. All right. So 843 people out of 16,483 views hit on YouTube. Personal responsibility, a lesson a lot of people are people forget to teach their kids these days. Those damn boomerang chancletas. What aim my mom and abuela had. I'm just you're going to assume that the last word you threw in there meant a sandal. Yeah, of course. The way it should be. You are spot on, my brother. Cesar Ricardo, a Latino. This guy literally is so funny. But yes, the officer usually tells the parents to stop beating us up. Kendra Davila. So hold on. So does this mean I'm actually Latino? Laughing out loud. Yeah. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you can be. Welcome to the tribe. I mean, look at these comments. Like it resonates. But of course, the one Karen has to come. He has to try to fucking destroy. Has to, you know. Has to freaking come. Let's look at some other the stupid comments this asshole made. This fake stolen valor warrior. So he goes, and then he's like, I'm gonna sue you. Are liable, trying to scare me. And no, I'm just gonna. In fact, hold on. Let me see if where the fuck is my phone? Maybe. Let me see. What the fuck? This douche canoe. Let me see. Maybe the fact that it doesn't come out on.
Our entire relationship. I've gone above and beyond for you.
Okay. Okay. Why the fuck? Okay. Okay. Why is it not letting me? Okay. Wait. All right, see comment.
I know you.
Ah, here it is. Hell. All right, let's do this again. All right. Oh, fuck. Why the fuck do I gotta fucking always gotta... shit snacks. All right, let's see.
Right. Oh, right. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Try to get to his freaking. Let me see. Do a little sleuthing. Oh, Benny Adrian Patel. Oh, wait a minute. He's Indian. Then why the fuck does it say fucking Benny Martinez? Oh, fucking Durka Durka. I knew it. Benny Patel. Is this it? No. This ain't them. Okay. Oh, well. So, anyways, yeah. No fucking. Let's zoom in on him. Right. Oops. We're going to search Google for image. Let me see where the flip is. No. Oh, well. Can't find him. All right. So let's see what other comments he came. He's going to threaten to sue me. Libel. He comments on one of my other videos. I mean, he's anti-police, which makes no sense. Former U.S. Marine hates the police, but he joins the Marine Corps. Does that sound like someone that's smart? Does that sound like somebody that makes fucking sense? Because at this point, I just got pissed off. And I was like, yo, you know what? You know. Because especially after this, because I made a... So, of course, this video...
Site, and the first thing you do is either send a fucking cash app. Hey, ladies, how you doing? If you're on a dating site and the first thing you do is either send a fucking cash app or your goddamn OnlyFans link, I got two words for you. Your mama. And this is Louis B. preaching from the pot.
And of course, that's when he decides to make it personal. If you're going on dating apps and finding cash app requests, pay them for their time because you're wasted. Like, okay. I'm sorry I didn't show you Bob's a Vagine. So, I mean, I finally just got fed up with this fucking guy. Like, okay, you want to start coming at me? This is what I'm going to do now. Oh, wow. Look, 57 views. Shit. Already?
I mean, honestly, if this is your fucking takeaway, you don't fucking know a Hispanic culture, even though your name is what, Benny Martinez? Come on, man. Come on, you don't know? Our parents wouldn't play that shit. And honestly, this joke that I made is based in reality. When I first posted this on my old TikTok account, it got 1.5 million fucking likes. Thousands of fucking comments in support, and from not just fucking Latinos, from Indios, from Asians, all saying the same exact fucking thing. But hey, you want to be, okay, you're a disabled vet, thank you for your service, and, hope you heal up and enjoy your crayons, okay? Bye. Looky here, Stolen Valor.
And then he comments on another joke, another video where I'm making shit jokes. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm making shit jokes, but people are also finding it funny. The person that I'm talking to making a shit joke was rolling. I almost killed her with laughter. So anyways, so it's like toilet humor. Wow. Reconsider your style, man. Read books and listen to music. First of all, I do read books. It, like, honestly, even the greatest of comedians make shit jokes. It's just, in fact, some of the funniest jokes, Mel Brooks made shit jokes. Shit fart jokes. Mel Brooks. You're going to say that Mel Brooks is an idiot? Are you going to say Dave Chappelle's an idiot? They've all made shit fart jokes. I made a shit fart joke. In fact, I'm going to play that. I'll play that video for you guys. But here.
Ella, you want to come on TikTok and fucking look for highbrow humor? What happened? You ran out of this fucking 16-year-olds dancing in fucking bikinis to jerk off to? Go fuck yourself, fucking schmuck.
Yep.
Yo, stolen.
He says, give up comedy, you're out of touch.
Vala Martinez, that's your new fucking name. Stolen Vala Martinez. Fucking trying to fucking collect money just to sit on your goddamn ass. Oh, I'm a Marine. You ain't no goddamn Marine. I know Marines. You ain't no goddamn Marine. Why don't you produce some fucking content instead of fucking trying to judge? Trying to make a name off of me, bitch.
Yeah.
Yo, Stolen.
There you go. So honestly, it's either Benny Martinez or fucking Adrian Patel. Benny Adrian Patel. Like saving videos is awesome. Cute libel, real bro. Libel is real, huh? So, you know, again, they're making a threat to sue me. Here we go.
Yo.
So he goes, oh, because it happened to you, it must be true for everyone. Laughing my ass off. What about what about isms? What about isms? Look it up. Learn your culture. YouTube school teaches Whitey school teaches this. Whitey school. So I guess he's anti-white. Okay, Whitey school. I thought that meant YouTube. I don't know if that makes me better than him or not. That I thought at first it says Whitey school. Okay, Whitey school. Whatever. It's really fucking, actually, it's actually universal. It's a universal thing. It's didn't just happen to me. I mean, when it resonates with millions of people, when I get thousands of comments, even when other people repost my video, it gets thousands upon thousands of comments sent in support of the joke, saying how it's a universal truth. I will go ahead and say it's a universal truth, but there's always that one person. There's always that one person. There's always that few people that are like, I'm offended. I'm going to sue you. You're going to be stopped. Based on reality doesn't make it truth. Truth, dingus, such a crybaby. You're the one that's commenting on me trying to tone please. And excuse me, based in reality doesn't make it truth? Huh? What kind of double speak, double think is that? It's just what?
Yo, Stolen Valen Martinez.
He goes, cute libel. Libel is real, huh?
You have to fucking prove that you lost money, bitch. Don't try to fucking scare me. Oh, libel. Oh, you gonna sue me for what? Talking shit? Or speaking facts, really? I'm not really talking shit. I'm speaking facts. You wanna fucking produce... I'm a retired Marine. I'm a Marine. No, you're not. Fucking prove it. Huh? You're not acting like a Marine. You're acting like a fucking Karen.
Karen!
Yo, Stolen Valen Martinez. Oh,
Karen! 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 I mean, I can't stand these fucking Karens. Can't stand them. Oh, wait. Did he really just... Oh, This just in. Oh shit. This just in. This just in. Oh, shit. This just in today. Wait. Okay. Yesterday, today. Okay. Comments. Let's see. Oh, here it is. Oh, you're almost there, big guy. Stop making the people on the train annoyed and read a book, though. You're gonna make your little brain hurt. Okay. Yeah. Read a book. You're the one. He really doesn't know who he's fucking with. All right, so this just in. So yeah, all right. So yeah, I just split through in the gauntlet. I want him to call in. I just said, call in, big man. I dare you. Go ahead. In fact, let me put the number on the screen. There we go. Taking calls. Taking calls. When you're not strong. So anyways, we got, like, honestly, it's these fucking Karens. Stolen Valor Patel. Patel, hello, Banchod. Bloody Banchod. So, you know, here's the thing. You know, great. So, it really just comes down to it. It's really funny. It's kind of hilarious, really. You know, these people can't take a joke. They get all personally offended, and then they try to turn it on you. It's gaslighting 101. Like, you get offended, and I'm not. And know this, I am not going to delete his comments. Talking about him live on the air. I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Call in. Call in, Patel. Stolen Valor Patel. Oh, shit. Really? Fuck. Been fucking this shit up. All right. So, yeah. Here we go.
A fucking cop hater. It's not a pro-cop joke, motherfucker. It is an actual fucking raised correctly joke. Oh, so you're a fucking cop hater. It's not a pro cop.
And honestly, it's like, oh, we hate the cops. Oh, wow. You're so progressive. You hate the cops? Oh my God, what did the cops do to you? They whooped your ass. You did something wrong. You were touching the little kid. What happened? What happened, Patel? What happened? What you do? They catch you with some child porn and they tuned you up. What happened? They caught you trying to see someone's bobs of vagina and they whooped your ass. That's what happens when you want to be a pervert. Is that what happened? Like, I dare you. I dare you to call in. Mm-hmm. Banjord. Oops. There we go. Banjord. Banjord. So watch him not even call in. Bloody Banjord.
Oh, so you're a
cop hater. Like another cop hater. Like honestly, it's like it's kind of funny. Ultimately, he's helping me out because he's watching. He has to rewatch my video. I get another hit. He's commenting. It's helping me out. Oh, and I got 2 shares. He probably shared it twice somewhere. So. It's fucking amazing. It's great. It's great. I dare you. I dare you very good. You wonder, you got a diet. You know, honestly, it is really Indians that do that shit too. Like, I mean, on the internet, you know, it's Indians are like, do not talk like that. I'm like, go fuck yourself. Like, who the fuck are you to try to tell? Like, honestly, go fuck it. Shut the fuck up. Like, do not talk like that. You cannot talk. Yes, I can. Who the fuck do you think you are? You cannot talk like that. Yes, I can. Yes, I can, my friend. You cannot tell women to show their bowels of vagina. Like, honestly. And they do it to underage kids. They do it to underage girls the most. Like, can I see Bob's of Virgin? Please, Bob's Virgin, please, let me see Bob's of Virgin, please. Like, that's probably what he was doing. He took him a long time just to respond. He was probably jerking off to fucking 16-year-old girls that fucking show their ass on fucking TikTok. I like 50-year-old women that show their ass on TikTok. There's the 50-year-old woman on TikTok that she doesn't show her ass. I wish she would, but she's always in bikinis and that stuff, and it's like looks fantastic. Mm. Something about older women, I just intoxicating. So maybe I just like the challenge. So now I'm just gonna wait, see if he calls. I dare him to call. I dare you, bitch, call. So. Apparently you are almost there. Okay. Oh, I clicked the link once, laughing my ass off. I love spending a total of 1 minute thinking of you. Well, that's takes you. Yeah, I kind of figure he's a 1 minute man. All right. Took you that long to come up. Okay. Pussy. Murder chud. Bloody murder chud. So anyways, call them a motherfucker. Call them a motherfucker in his language. Murder chud. Ban chud. 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 So. It's just, honestly, and that's it. You basically, these fucking Karens, these fucking people that tone police, they have nothing better to do. They want to feel important. That's the thing. Jim Norton once said, people get offended not because they actually are offended. They want to feel important. They want to feel like they're contributing something while doing absolutely nothing. They just wanna be viewed as important, as intelligent. It's something that I call false, dishonest intellectuals. Dishonest intellectual. Like, or intellectually dishonest, like whatever. They try to act like they're smart, try to act like they're so worldly and stuff, but they really are nothing but sad sacks of shit. And I'm sorry. I mean, there is something true to say. Someone that is vulgar, that curses, that's loud, is the most honest. And I mean, my joke was an honest joke. The joke that I made about freaking OnlyFans on dating sites is based in reality, is based on fact, is based on what happens. It's become so fucking common that it could become a joke. It is a universal truth. Jokes are funnier when it's based on fact, based on universal truths. And yeah, you could criticize a joke all you want, but the moment you start threatening libel and slander, and we're gonna try to report you to this organization, that organization, to have you removed because we can't have this, because you know we gotta make this platform the most boring platform on the planet. But no, we're gonna allow fucking 16-year-olds dancing in thong bikinis because pedophiles need to get their rocks off. Yeah, boy. But let's fuck with the people that actually are trying to create something that isn't sexual based. That actually makes people laugh. Let me prove that I can make someone laugh. Because this video, which he couldn't. Let me see. Let's share screens again. There we go. Yeah, you're the chick that took an entire shit in my toilet and didn't fucking flush. No, it's not even funny. I don't know why you're laughing. You left a fucking fudge dragon like fucking winking at me. Like, honestly, I tried to do you a favor. You were like, yo, I'm freaking turtle doving over here. He's like, hello. You know, and then I try to help you out. And you fucking went. Look, she's killing. She's dying. I'm killing her right now. With toilet humor. I'm killing her with toilet humor. Benny fucking Patel. Fucking
gorilla in my fucking toilet.
And honestly, stop using Martinez, because that's a fucking, that stop culturally appropriating. Go ahead. If you want to tone police, I can tone police too. Stop using.
Yo, they had to open up walls just to unclog the pipes. My fucking super was looking at me like I'm a fucking bastard. Like, what do you do? Like, honestly, you just giggling to yourself. I wasn't even trying to smash. I was trying to do a mitzvah over here, and you fucked me up. Like, honestly. It's like you left a Jurassic Park shit in here. I had archaeologists fucking testing that shit for like, what paleographic period were you from? Like, honestly, that was a Brunkosaurus shit you left in here. Fucked my life up, man. My kids are scared of it. They were like,
my kids,
check under the bed for the shit. I'm like, fuck.
Fuck.
I mean, I don't know. You think this is a fucking laughing matter? Like, I go in there, and I'm like, yo, I gotta take a shit myself. And like, what the fuck? Fucking Velociraptor jumped out. Like, like, what the fuck? The fuck she eat? She must have had those eggs with the fucking mosquito things, and it just, like, she laid, like, dinosaur eggs and some shit. Fuck me up, man. Nah.
It's called,
what?
It's It's called a pterodactyl.
God. Yeah, whatever you fucking Pokemon.
Wait, what? Where did it stop? All right. What's going on? So anyways, I don't know why the fuck it stopped. Anyways, yeah. I mean, so she's dying. I murdered her. She got murdered by jokes. So, I mean, honestly, our speech shit has to be defended. Like every speech, even hate speech. I'm sorry, even hate speech needs to be protected. All types of speech must be protected, even the ones that we view as stupid. Need to be fucking protected. That's what needs to happen. That's what needs to be done. That's what has to happen. All forms of speech need to be protected. Even the ones we hate. Even the ignorant ones, even the sexist ones, even the homophobic ones need to be fucking protected. Because if not, hey, how about we just start shutting down speech like, oh, we need we need abortion, our body, our choice. Shut the fuck up. Like, what's to stop that from happening? Because the pendulum could swing towards your way, guys. It can swing towards you. Don't think you're immune because you think you have a better idea or that you feel like you're on the right side of history. No, it will happen to you because there's only so long you can maintain your power before it's like, okay, well then we're going to censor you for, oh, you think you're gay because you think it's okay to be gay? Okay, off the roof you go. You know, like what do you think is going to happen? Stop it. You really need to stop it. Just you gotta cool it. Do us a favor and cool this shit. So like what's gonna happen? Every form of speech to protect them. And then of course this motherfucker is not going to call in. Like a coward. It's a coward. Cowards like to call in. Cowards don't like to call in. So it's just it. Oh snap. Let me see if Kristen wants to call in. Kristen, are you watching? Kristen, call in. Hold on. Let me see if I can call his ass. Oh man, I forgot to get him in. Let me see. Call Kristen Harris of the Rundown Live. Oh, fuck me. Okay, I forgot her. Naruti Furk. All right. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to try to get Kristen on right now. Let me give him a call. What a flip is it? What a flip is he? All right. Let me. Ugh, man. God, I can't believe I lost this goddamn number. By who this? All right, let me see. Oh, here we are. Okay. What the fuck? Oh, okay. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Thank you. All right, let me call him. Oh, well, all right, boom. Let me call. Oops. For hands. Okay, so let's call Kristen. Oops.
You've reached Kristen T. Harris, broadcaster at the Rundown Live and media director for the Free and Equal Elections Foundation. Please leave a detailed message and I'll get back to you at my earliest convenience. Thank you guys and have a good day.
God damn it, Kristen. I try to call you. Yeah, you're on the air right now, technically. So, all right. So anyways, call me back at this number. Hopefully I'm still on. Going to be on for another fuck, never mind. So anyways, yeah, there you go. Let me hang up on you. Bye, later. Never mind. So anyways, we got of what? Wait, what? I don't Dr. Hat, Dr. H. I don't know of what, like honestly, dude, like, look, if you guys are going to ask, are you guys going to be in the chat room and, you know, telling me shit, I need full thoughts, please, because I move on and we're, you know, it's like, okay, what are you referring to? But yeah, what are you? Twitch? Is this Twitch? Twitching? Naders, what's up, man? I need full thoughts, please. Yeah, help a brother out. So yeah. So man, we got that, sir. But if you guys want to call in, or what, or of what, or what, is that, I don't know, what the fuck, I don't know, why, okay, oops, got a message, you're okay. So, anyways, hey, fuck it. I don't know. Oh my goodness, I'm getting messages. Why am I getting the messages? Wow, that sucks. All right, there's a typhoon. I guess that's another reason why I don't want to. I'm not going to live maybe. Okay, we got that. Okay, she wants to. All right. All right. So with that being said, yeah. So it's like, look. People only tone police to feel important about themselves. And honestly, when someone tries to tone police, say it louder, say it more offensively, but always be honest. Honest, being honest, having an honest joke, or being honest with your opinions, say it louder, clearer, from the heart, from the chest. Don't allow anyone to silence you. Don't allow big tech to silence you. Don't allow, like, look, there's always alternatives. There's always going to be alternatives. I've already, made, like, I back up every video to BitChute. Sorry. Every single video that I have ever uploaded to YouTube is backed up on BitChute, just in case. And then worst case scenario, I just move to fucking Rumble. That's just it. As soon as they make something easier for me to port all my videos from YouTube to fucking Rumble, that's what I'm going to do. That's what's going to happen. As soon as it happens, as soon as there's a way, done. Because they just love to try to kick people off because they want to have a fucking echo chamber. Like, and I don't like echo chambers. I don't like right-wing echo chambers. I don't like left-wing echo chambers. Echo chambers suck. Echo chambers don't get shit done. Echo chambers don't come up with new ideas. I'm all about the new ideas. Let's get some new ideas. Don't just be like, oh, you know.
No, you can't talk. You cannot talk like that.
You cannot. Yeah, fuck you. I can talk however the fuck I feel like it. Don't try to assign meaning to other people's words. It's just like, it's just fucking retarded. Like, no, it's lazy. It's lazy and it's dishonest. He tried to make my joke into a pro-police joke when it was really a joke on Hispanic Latino upbringing. We are held accountable for other people's actions. Oh, you got shot? Why were you doing there? Huh? Who told you to leave the house? Who told you to do this? You know, oh, you got beat up? Why the fuck were you there in the first place? Huh? Huh? Who, you wouldn't have gotten your ass kicked if you were at home. You wouldn't have gotten shot 41 times if you were just inside the house. You wouldn't have gotten choked out if you didn't just shut the fuck up. That's how Latinos are. That's in fact, when I made that joke, I didn't expect it to blow up the way it did and how it resonated with more than just Latino cultures. Like I said, it resonated with like many people of different races and backgrounds. And not one of those thousands of people that have made comments have called it an anti-police or pro-police joke. Or a racist, one person did racist joke in the previous TikTok account, and she got shot down like hard body. Other people were like, yo, shut the fuck up. She had to go. But this bloody banjoed, he don't dare. He don't dare. That's what I thought, coward. Coward. Coward the Duck. Anyways. Like to thank everyone for watching today or downloading, listening. Also, a big shout out to Anchor. I have successfully moved the audio version of this show to Anchor. You know, it's been great few years being on Spreaker. Fortunately, I won't be doing live audio, the live iteration of audio show on anymore. Or streaming. So this would just be a video, and I will, I will be making this audio version later on and upload it to Anchor. It's been a great few years, but I had to move on because they were going to start charging me money. And I'm like, yo. So, it was great while it lasted. Hopefully you guys subscribe to me on Anchor. Help me out. Click like on the shows, share them there. Share the audio version. Please like, comment, subscribe on this show. And subscribe to me on all my platforms. You guys could go on crotchoutradio.xyz and go to social media links, and you'll get a whole heapy. Wait a minute. Social media, what the fuck? All right, I gotta fix that. All right, so gotta fix that shit. All right, so with that being said, I'd like to thank everyone for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe, however you're watching the show. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo. And where the fuck?
That's the end of my show. Donk.
You might have let me become a man for sure.